Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed. We have 27 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis Hoido Bifnei Shnai. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Zisol Rachel Bas Alta Fromit and Chaim Mordechai Ben Masha Yehudis. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Gavriel Tzvi and Yisrael Arya Ben Ephraim Zalman. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began a new Mishnah on Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph that starts describing the process of a Dinei Mamonos B'Shloish. The Mishnah began, Ketzad Boidkin Eso Eden, etc., etc. One of the things that the Mishnah mentioned was that if Eden would walk into Bezdin and they would say that we know that Ruvein no Shemin money. How do we know? We know because somebody told us, or even if he himself told us, that in and of itself would not constitute Hagodas Eidos. What then would be Hagodas Eidos? So the Mishnah gives an example. So if the Edom would say that he was Moida in front of us, that he owes Ploini Mosayim Zuz, then in and of itself would constitute Ohis Chayvus. Now, this idea that if somebody is Moida in front of Edom, that he owes somebody money, now all of a sudden he owes that person money, that's the Klal Gadol B'Din that permeates the entire Shas. It's what we know as Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami. How exactly Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami works. So that's arguably the most famous Ktsois in Sefer Ktsois Achoshin, Simen Lamed Dalad Dalad, brings the Machloikis, Mary Evan Lev, and his own Mahalach, whether it's his Chayvis, whether it's Nemonis, and all the Lumdis that comes along with that, Me'inyan Le'inyan, the idea of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. Today's daf is actually going to begin discussing laws of Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami, but laws, not Lumdis, laws. And really it's very straightforward, more Kitzah Shulchan Aruch in terms of just understanding this concept of Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami. More specifically, what the daf is going to talk about is what happens if somebody is moida in front of Edom and he says, I owe Ploini money. Okay, that's it. Hoidas Baldin Kemeya Edom Dami. The question is, could the person that is going to be the beneficiary of this Hoidas Baldin instruct a sofer now to write a shtar, and maybe those Edom who overheard this Hoidas Baldin can even be the witnesses? Meaning, does he have a schus to now make this Hoidas Baldin into something that's written in a shtar or not? Now, what difference does it make if the Hoidas Baldin is b'shtar or not b'shtar? Well, the response to that is, what difference does it make if you have a milval peh or a milval shtar? There are many, many nafkaminas. And it's for that reason, it would be in the interest of the beneficiary of the Hoidas Baldin to have his choiv that's coming his way transcribed in a document. It would be to the detriment of the one that was moida to have it transcribed. So the question is, if somebody issues this Hoidas Baldin, he gives up this gift, is there a schus now to have it written or not? That's really the background to the first part of today's daf. So, the Gemara, if somebody's made in front of two Edom that he owes somebody money, and then they made a kinyan to memorialize this Hoidas Baldin. Now, you don't have to make a kinyan, but they went and they made a kinyan. So the halach is, then the Edom have a right to write a shtar, and they could be the Edom on this shtar. If, however, this person was moida b'fnei shnayim, but there was no kinyan, in koisvin, the halach is that unless the person consents, they can on their own go and write a shtar. B'fnei shloisha, v'loi kanu miyadei. What would be if this person was moida not in front of two people, but it was moida in front of three people, and there was no kinyan? Could you write a shtar or could you not write a shtar? Meaning, if it's in front of three people and there's a kinyan, of course he'd write a shtar. Bifnei shnayim koisvin, certainly bifnei shloisha, but bifnei shnayim without a kinyan, you wouldn't write. The question is, if it's shloisha, is that already going to be better? Or is that not going to be better? Rav Amar koisvin, Rav said, yeah, if you're moida in front of three people, they can automatically, without any express consent, go and write a shtar. Rav Asi Yomar in koisvin, Rav Asi says no. Hava uvda, the Gemara says it was a maisa shahaya. V'chosh lo Rav lohod Rav Asi. Even though Rav said b'fnei shloisha without a kinyan koisvin, but being that Rav Asi said not, Rav was chayesh v'shitas Rav Asi, and he said, you know what? As much as I feel the right thing to do would be to, yeah, write a shtar, I'm thinking maybe this is something that we shouldn't do. Amar Rav Ada Bar Rahava. Rav Ada Bar Rahava said, Ha Odisa, as it relates to an Odisa. So what's an Odisa? That's a shtar that chronicles a Hodas Badit. Zimnin Kasvinon, the Zimnin like Kasvinon. Sometimes we can write it, sometimes we can't write it. And the way Rashi explains, even if the Hodah was Bifnei Shloisha, and even if you hold that Bifnei Shloisha without a Kinyan Kosvin, even then, sometimes yeah and sometimes not. Meaning you have to read the fine print. Okay, Knifi v'yasvi loikasvina. If there were three people sitting, and then somebody went over to the three people and he says, I want you to know, I owe Shimon money. So then the halach is, even though the hoidah was in front of three people, you wouldn't be able to write it. Konfinu iu, if he went and he gathered three people, kasvina, and then you'd be able to write it. What's the difference? If punk three people were there, so then we look at it as if he was made in front of three eidim. Now, you don't need three eidim. Two eidim is enough. I hear, but there happened to have been three there. So what's he going to say? Can one of you please leave because I have something to say? That would be strange. So therefore, he wanted to be Moida in front of Adam. There happened to have been three people there. Okay, three people could be Adam as well. Apishnayim Adam or Shloisha Adam, right? If, however, he was looking for three people, so then it sounds like he wasn't looking to be Moida b'fnei Shnayim, then he was looking to be Moida b'fnei Shloisha. And if he was looking to be Moida b'fnei Shloisha, so then already you have the din of b'fnei Shloisha, and the din of b'fnei Shloisha is that even without a kin, you'd be able to write it. Rav Amar Rava says, Afilu konfinu iyu. Even if he went and he gathered the chevra, still like kasvinen ad amalu hevu ala daini. Unless he says, Mefurish, I want you to be dayanim. So just because he called three people doesn't mean by definition that he wants a bezin. Could be he just wants a third aid. If he says, Mefurish, I want you to be dayanim, then they're going to be dayanim. Mar Barav Ashi Amar, he said, Afilu amalu hevu ala daini like kasvinen. Even if he went after three people and he told them, I want you to be dayanim, still they wouldn't have the power to now say, okay, good. We heard him be moed. If we want to write it, we can write it. Ad the kavi duchta the sholchi umezamni leil beidina. Unless there were three people that were sitting in a place that Bezin sits, they sent him a hazmana. He came. He was moed in front of them. If it goes through the formality of a Bezin, it's in that case that this is going to be the halacha. So just to make a recap on the first part of the daf, if someone is moeded to someone that he owes the money, haydas batin kemei edim dami. Sometimes it was written in a shtar. That shtar was known as a shtar oidisa. The question is, if someone is moida, do the Edom have a right now to go and automatically memorialize it and make this into a shtar, or do they not? So the short answer is, it depends. If the person was moida in front of two people and there was no Kenyan, no. If he was moida in front of two people and there is a Kenyan, yeah. If he's moida in front of three people and there's a Kenyan, obviously, yeah. If he's moida in front of three people and there's no Kenyan, it was machlik is Rav and Ravasi. Rav said yeah, Ravasi said no. The Gemara Grada brought a Maisa that Rav, as much as he said yeah, he was a little bit chayish for Ravasi. Now, what's the difference between two and three? So, just from learning the Gemara Daf Yomi, what emerged is two are Edim, three are Dayanim. So, if you're moida in front of Edim, Edim don't have the power to go ahead and do this. If you moed in front of a Bezdin, oh, Bezdin has koiches, and as a result, Bezdin would be able to do this. It's for that reason, the only time moed b'fnei shloisha, without a kinyan, there's a shitas rab that holds kosvinon, is if the three actually have the tzura of a Bezdin. What's the definition of a tzura of a Bezdin? So that seems to be a machloikis amiram, and the Gemara brought different levels of it. Meaning, if you were moed punked in front of three people, but you didn't go and gather the three people, then for sure it's not going to be considered a Bezdin. Even if you gather three people, there's an idea that maybe you would have to say, I want you to be Dayanim. My Rav Ashi took it a step further, even that wouldn't be enough. You need that the Bezdin would actually be Mazmin, you were made in front of them, and that's when the halach would be different. There's one Rashi that's just worth highlighting here on this Gemara, and that is, what really is the difference between Edom and Dayanim? Now, obviously there's a difference, right? We understand Dayanim have more of a kayach than Edom, obviously. But what really is the difference? So Rashi, in the course of explaining the sugya, says that the difference is that a Bezdin could do whatever they want because there's a concept of Hefker Bezdin. And because there's a concept of Hefker Bezdin, therefore, if they want to go ahead and they want to write the shtar, that's something that they'd be able to do. Eidim don't have that kayach. It sounds like from Rashi that in order to have a hefker bezdin hefker, all you need is three dayanim. That rai is from different places in Shas, that's not so pashut. Gemara talked sometimes about the nature and the level of a bezdin that you'd have to have in order to execute a hefker bezdin hefker, ain't kana makam laharach. But from this Gemara, it sounds a little bit like, as long as you gather three people Hevulai Dayani. That in and of itself would be enough to all of a sudden to make a Hefker Bez and Hefker. It's a very important Ma'ar Malkim, which seemed at first glance to emerge from this Gemara. Zok the Gemara Vayta. What would be if someone is Moida Das Padin Kameya Edom Dami that he owes somebody Metaltalin? So for example, he says, I owe you money. Vikonomi Yodai, and there was a Kenyan Koisvin. So then you can write the Shtar Edisa, then Lavin. If not, in Koisvin. In other words, if it's metaltalin, it's then that you need the kinyan in order to be able to write the shtar oidisa. B'mekarki v'lo ekonomi ademai. What would be if it was karka? Is it the same or is it not the same? In other words, the question is, everything that we just said now, is that only true for metaltalin or is it also true for karka? Meimah amar in koisvin, mar zutra amar koisvin. I may say, yeah, what's the difference between metaltalin and karka? And if you need a kinyan in order to be able to write for metaltalin, same is going to be true for karka. Mar zutra said no. Mar zutra said, karka is going to be different. The hilchason da loche is koisvin. The enochanami. Karka is different. So the question is why? So another important Rashi. Rashi dibra maschol koisvin. So Rashi says as follows. The reason karka is different is the ki the hakivan the oidile di dehu. There's a fundamental difference between a hoidas baldin of metaltalin and a hoidas baldin of karka. If someone's moida that he owes somebody else money, so the pshat is, I'm being moida that there's a mamoyne gabach. I'm being moida that you have a choiv by me. The thing that's in my rishos now is mine. I just was moida that even though it's mine, I owe it to you. You have some sort of shibud in it, but it's really mine. If you're moida that a piece of property that you're living on really belongs to Yanim, so then what you're essentially saying is that it's his karka. Because when it comes to karka, there's no muchzik. Cheskes Abatim 101. Kol hecha di isa, b'shusa demara isa. If I admit that the metaltalin in my rishus is really something that belongs to you, so really what it's a hoidah of is that something that I'm muchzik in, you have a schusin. If I'm moida that karka that's on my rishus belongs to you, then essentially I'm saying it's your karka, and not only is it your karka, it's in your rishus. So the metaltalin still requires a guvaina. You still have to have some sort of gviya. There's a mamoni gabach, but it's mechusa guvaina. Right, lamay nafkimino. Gezav loy nesiyashu abaylam. Shneim ene michaylam lakdisha. Zelefisha ene shaloy, vezelefisha ene beshusay. Right, it plays itself in a lot of the bovedig sugyas. But when it comes to karka, kol hecha di isna beshusa demara isa, I'm not even a muchzik, right? It's the marakama that's always considered a muchzik. So wherever it is, it's yours. So chapsa nafkimino how, in terms of the shtar, because when it comes to metaltalin, so what's the shtar essentially saying? The shtar is saying that you now are going to have a schus to be goyva and be toiveya with this document. When you have a shtar on an oidisa of karka, so I'm not using the shtar to be able to be goyva, because I don't need a gviya. I'm just using the shtar as a raya that it belongs to me. So the purpose of the shtar is different when it comes to metaltalin versus when it's like in karka, and it's for that reason it would happen afkamina. I can write an oidisa, maybe even without a kinyan, where the whole tachlis of the oidisa is just to be a zikaroin, to just memorialize the fact that this is my piece of property. But when you need the document to be goyvos, and now you're asking more of the document, if you're asking more of the document, then maybe you need more behind the document. You would actually need a kinyan in order to be able to make it work. Says the Gemara, Ravina iklo damhari. Ravina was once in Damhari. Amalei Ravdimi bar Ravuna, mi damhari do Ravina. So Ravdimi bar Ravuna, who was from Damhari, he lived there, so he told Ravina, mitalfli v'isnu beinayuma. What would be, as it relates to an oidisa, where somebody was murdered, there was no kinyan, but the metaltalin is isna beinayu. Meaning, he's not saying, I owe you money. He's saying, this piece of metaltalin really belongs to you. What would be that loch over there? Amar leis. He told him, ki mekarki dami. I think it would be like karka. And just like by karka, you don't need a kinyan. So to hear Rav Ashi says, no, kivin the mechaser guvaynu. Look, the difference between metaltalin and karka is not so much that one is in front of us and one's not in front of us. It's the aforementioned lumdis. And that lumdis only holds true for karka. That lumdis does not hold true for metaltalin. Because at the end of the day, there is a muchzik on metaltalin. Even though it's yours, abal ma'isa am muchzik in it right now, and makes it in a brishuscha, etc., etc. So all that, the balabatishkeit of this metaltalin is like karka, but the lumdis of this metaltalin is not like karka, and that's really the machloikis over here between Ravina and Rav Ashi. Zokti ma'hi odisa le'yehavi kosev ba. There was a shtar odisa, and it didn't say in the shtar odisa the following words. It didn't say that the person that was moida gave rishus to the Eidim to go ahead and write the shtar odisa. So the Chachamim saw the shtar and they were a little bit worried. Is this a good shtar? Is it not a good shtar? Meaning, we know you can't just write a shtar odisa. it has to have a kinyan, or the person obviously gave rishos. That's the easiest way to be able to write it. And it didn't have any of that language. It was just a shtar redisa. So they started being chayish. Maybe the shtar is not a good shtar. So the Gemara said that Abaye and Rava both said, "I know the Reish Lakish. This is Mamish Reish Lakish's case. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, 'Chazaka in ha'idam choisman al hashtar, elu imkei nasa begal.' This is Negeya, a Gemara in the end of a Basra, Taf Kuf Nun Heyam and Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing where there was somebody that sold something and there was a little bit of a shaila. If the person was a katan or a gadol when he sold it, right? So the definition of katan and gadol when it comes to Mekach HaMemker is not what you would think it is, right? Usually a katan and gadol is, are you bar mitzvah? You're not bar mitzvah. It's not true. When it comes to metaltalin, pu'utais mekcha, mekcha, memkar, memker, they could be very young. Tzror, v'zorkoi, eges, v'noitloi. When it comes to karka, could be, you have to be 18 or 20, b'shami b'sil, that's a whole other sugya. But the bottom line is there was a shaila about the person's age. So Reish Lakish said that if Edom signed on the shtar, chazok ein Edom chois ben al hashtar el mkei nasa gadol. They obviously did their due diligence. They would never sign if it wasn't okay, and must be these Edom, or the meicher was of the proper age. So said Abaye v'Rava, to me, this is the same exact case. You're not sure whether or not the Oedisa was done properly, or Edom signed on it. There's a chazaka that Edom don't sign on something unless it's legitimate. Maskel v'Rav Papi v'Temi Rav v'Nibri Rav Yeshua mi ikomidi danan lo yadino v'safri de beidino yadi. Meaning, I understand, everybody knows the halach is that if you're not a gadol, you can't sell something. Okay, so it makes sense. Eino Edom chois al ashtar elon kei nasa gadol. The soifer is not... Everyone involved is going to know what to do. But this halacha is a more obscure halacha. Not everybody knows this halacha. In fact, I don't even think the sofer knows this halacha. So, when a sofer calls an aid, right? The aid knows chesha mishpah? No, but the sofer knows chesha mishpah. Right? If you have a sign on a ksubas, and the besadah kedushin tells you what to do, how to do it, right? There's someone that's being mesader this shtar and this transaction that's telling you what to do. Who is the mesader? It was the soifer. And Amiram tainted that this halacha is a very obscure halacha. I don't even think the soifer knew it. So Abayver of us telling to Reish Lakish, no, it's very, very different. When do you have the chazaka? When the soifer knows the halacha. So he tells the Edom know what to do and what not to do. But when it comes to halacha, then I'm not even sure the soifer know, meaning... Because anan lo yadinon, so if anan lo yadinon, certainly safri de beidina are probably not going to know. So I think this whole, the chazaka works for something that everybody knows. But when this is halacha that not everybody knows, right, then already you have to start being chayish. But the Gemara says that they did a little bit of research, did Amayron, shalinu l'safri da abaya v'yadi, l'safri da rava v'yadi. They asked abaya soifin, rava soifin, they all knew. Meaning abaya v'rava were maskim be'etzim to the ha'ara of Rav Papi v'item Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua. But they thought that, I don't know, we know this, our soifim know this, so if your soifim amaratzim, what does that have to do with me? The reason they were comfortable issuing this psak is their soifim taku were intelligent, and they taku knew these halachas. More about the Oedisa. Here Oedisa, the Havakasaba, Duchron Piskami. So there was an Oedisa that said the following words, Duchron Piskami. This is real Aramaic. Rashi says, Zichroin Devarim, right? Duchron, Dalet, and Zion, interchanged, Zohav, Dava, right? So, Duchron Pisgami. Pisgami means Devarim. So this is a memorialization of things. The Chol Lishni Beidin had all the other language, right? The standard verbiage that you find in a shtar. So again, this was a shtar Oedisa, and it had all the fancy Besdin language, but it didn't say that we were a bezdin of three, the chad leisoy, and one of us are not here anymore. So what's the rest of the story? So it's a very important Rashi. There were only two dayanim that had signed on it. So there was something a little fishy with the shtar, because here this is some shtar bezdin, but only two dayanim signed. Now there's a big nafkamina as it relates to the Oedisa, because if there's only two signatures, even though there are two signatures, but maybe there was no kinyan, and maybe he never gave rishus, so that would knock out the whole shtar edisa. If there's three signs, and now it's in front of Bezin, so it doesn't really matter if he gave rishus, didn't give rishus, made a kinyan, didn't make a kinyan, either way, it's shitas rav. You have a right to go ahead and write it. But regardless, so you had this shtar edisa, looks like it's a Bezin digger shtar edisa, which means it's for sure a bona fide shtar. The problem is, there's only two signatures. I had it said, which is what you're supposed to do in a situation like this. Right? When do you write that? You write that if a bezin convenes, and then when it comes time to actually sign, one of the dayanim is not alive anymore. That's when you go ahead and write. Okay, then it would be good, but it didn't say that. So the Gemara says, Ravina wanted to say, this is probably Reish Lakish. Meaning at the end of the day, there's a chazaka, Zok Rashi, ein bezin koisvin shtar, ela kadasu kalacha. Meaning if there's a chazaka that Edom won't sign unless it's kadasu kalacha. So bezin's not not going to sign if it's not Kedas Kalacha. So Ravina felt that the fact that it didn't say that language is neither here nor there. Amalei Rav Nosson Bar Ami, Hach Ravina Meshmei Derava. Kolki I Gavna Chayshin LeBezdin Tain. If you have a situation like this, we're concerned. Maybe there's a Bezdin Tain, right? Sometimes Bezdin makes a mistake, and we're concerned for Bezdin Tain. What would the mistake be? So Rashi says, Svurim Sheyu Shnayim Kshayim Vot. Maybe they think that two Dayanim are okay. Now, the truth is, if you go back to the beginning of the Masechta, right? Shmuel, Bezdin, Chatzim. The Gemara is going to mention it in 1 second, but there is an idea that maybe two Dayanim is going to be okay. So you have to be Chayesh for a Bezdin Tain. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Iksiv Ba Beidina. If it says Beidina, meaning it's not just Bezdin the language, but it says the words Beidina, that means this is a bona fide Bezdin. But the Gemara says, Vidoma Bezdin Chatzafu. What do you mean? Maybe this Beidina was a Bezdin Chatzaf. Dama Shmuel Shmuel said, Shtayim Shadonu Dine and Din. It's Taka Din. Elishanikru Bezdin Chatzaf. Right? So maybe this was a Bezdin Chatzaf. And maybe it really was too. And as a result, the halach is that this shtar is not going to be a good shtar. So the Gemara says, the Kosev Bey, Beidina de Ravona Ashi. It's talking about where it said that it was the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, and if it's the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, oh, the Bezdin of Rav Ashi is not going to be a Bezdin Chatzav, and they're going to only convene if there was really three. But the Gemara says, V'domer Rabbana de Bey Rav Ashi k'shmul sfirlu. How do you know that the Bezdin of Rav Ashi didn't hold like Shmuel, that really Dinei and Din, that's why they wrote Beidina, and really all you had over here was two Dayanim. So the Gemara says, the Chsiv boy v'amalan Ravana Ashi. It said Mefurish to Rav Ashi. It said Rav Ashi certainly didn't hold that way. And if that's the case, for sure this in and of itself is going to be okay. Now as it relates to the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, so this is something that Be'ezer Hashem, at the end of the daf, we are going to get back to. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Omalehen Echad. If somebody goes over to people and he says, "Ani ro'isi avichem," I saw your father. Shehit memoyes b'shidat tevo migdol. He hid money in some sort of treasure chest. Va'amar, and he said, "Shal ploinihen, shal ma'isa sheinihen." And he said it belongs to ploini, and it's shal ma'isa sheini. Either way, they went and they found the money. And the question was, does the taka belong to Pliny? Is it Maisa Sheini, or is this something that they're allowed to keep? So the Gemara says it depends on where this was found. Bit bias, if it was found in the bias, lo yamakom, we don't trust them. Besada, if it was found in the field, Dvarav Kayam, then it's going to be okay. What's the difference? Kloli Shaldav, this is the rule. Kol Shabiyadu Litlan, if they wanted to take this, could they have taken it? Then Dvarav Kayam, then it's going to be good. Ein Biyadu Litlan, if however, if they wanted to take it, they couldn't have taken it, Loyam Aklum, then it's going to be nothing. I mean, you can't just go over to someone and say that I know that, you know, this Yerusha that you just got, it's Shamaisa Sheini, it belongs to somebody else. Mechtesi, why should I trust you? If however, you could have taken it for yourself, then you have a migu, because if you wanted to lie and you were going to be a bad guy, then you would have just taken it. So to the extent that it was in the field, let's say in this case, where you could have easily gone and taken it, so you went, you told them about it, they didn't even know about it, so now you're neman to say that it's shal ploini, it's shal maisa sheini. If, however, it was in a situation where if you wanted to take it, you had no ability to take it, so there already the halach is that you would not be polite. A similar halach. What would be if children saw their own father hiding money in a sheet of Teva Migdal? The father said that before you get excited about all this money that I'm putting away, shall my sashenihem, right? Or shall ploy nihem, imkemoisidvarev, if it looked like he was being honest with them, dvarev kayam, right? They almost have to read his body language. Imkemarim, if it looks, however, like he was being not erlich loyam arklum, then you don't trust him. Harishayim, it's star, third gemara, what would be if somebody was in pain? Amoisha nich loyam. Meaning he knew that his father left him Yerusha, but he couldn't find the Yerusha, right? He was looking all over for the high and low, he mamish couldn't find. But balachaloyim, and all of a sudden, the balachaloyim came to him. Vamalei, and he told him, kach v'kachem, this is how much money it is. B'malkom ploinihem, this is where it is. But, that's the good news, right? The bad news is, shamay sashenihem. So, do you have to trust the balachaloyim or not? Says the Gemara, says, oh, yeah, maisa, this was a real story. The Amru and the Chacham and Paskin Divrei Chaloimois Loi Ma'ilim V'Loi Merinas. This is a fascinating story because the Balach Chaloim came to somebody in a dream. He told him about some Yerusha that he only knew he was getting but had no idea where it really was. The Balach Chaloim told him where it was, how much money was in there, then said a third thing. He said, Yishinot Shamay Sesheni. And the Chacham and Paskin, Divrei Chaloim, is Loi Ma'ilim V'Loi Merinas. Why is this a Chiddush? Because the Balach Chaloim got the first two parts of it right. So you would think that part three is also true, right? He's on a roll. It sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Kamashma on, that yeah, part of it, yeah, part of it not. But this is an idea of Divrei Chaloimos, Loi Maila V'Loi Meriden, and this is the third story that's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan. If you take a look, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas says, Ayin Tashbitz, Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Chavches. So what's that Tashbitz? It's a Tashbitz that we've spoken about many times over the years. We have a related raid bite called the Lumdus of Dreams. We have other related raid bites that touch upon this Tashbitz, but it's a big yesoid from the Tashbitz. We're not going to go into it. This is an ayin chum. That's why we have related raid bites. But the point is that there's a lot of lumdus in terms of understanding how dreams work that emerge from this Gemara and that very critical Tashbitz that Reb Kivegas Mitzayin here in Gilyan HaShas. Moving along. So the Mishnah said, as it relates to Adinim Amunis B'Shloisha, Shnayim Oimrim Zakai, right? If two out of three people say Zakai, so what's the halacha? Zakai. Zok the Gemara. Michtav Hechi Kasvi. In the event that you have a Dini Mamanus B'Shloisha, two out of three Dayanim say Zakai. Okay, so now when you're going to write the Zakai, it's going to be transcribed, right? You have the Sofer of Bezdin, everything was transcribed. So the question is, the stenographer, when he writes up this report, how exactly does he write it? Says the Gemara was a three-way machlokes amiram. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Reichen says Zakai. You just write that the Bezdin convened and the guy came out Zakai. Rish Lakish says no. You get a little bit more nuance. You had to write Pleinu Mezakin, who Pleinu Mechai. You say these guys said Zakai and these guys said Chai, right? You write it all out. Rabbi Loza said somewhere in between. What you would write is Midivreyim Nizdaka Plein. So you wouldn't just say Zakai. You also wouldn't call out people by their name. But what you would say is from this Bezdin, what emerged was that this person was Yotza Zakai. So the Gemara says, my Benai, what's the whole Nafkamin over here? Says the Gemara, Benai, I'll tell you what the Nafkamin is. L'shlume iu months about that. What would be if this Bezda made a mistake and this guy that was Zakai really should have been Chayiv? And now all of a sudden somebody took money when he wasn't supposed to take the money. So what's the halacha? Sometimes, right, depends on the situation, depends on what kind of toys it is. Bezdin is going to be responsible to go ahead and they're going to have to make the person that lost money whole. So the question is, when this Bezdin writes a check now, does everyone have to write the check? Right, it's a geshmak ha-shayla. Or is it only the people that made the mistake that have to write the check? So the Gemara says, Lamandama Zakai, according to the Mandama that said Zakai, that was Rabbi Yochanan Meshalim. Everybody involved is going to have to write a check. Because essentially, what came out is that this Bezdin, all members of the Bezdin, said Zakai. Now, rather, one of them said Chayiv, and the one that said Chayiv got it right, so why is he responsible to pay? I hear he's part of a Bezdin. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, you're part of something that was Yotze Zakai and that was wrong. Zakai means we're not getting involved in who said what, because it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, everyone's going to have to pay. No. He said Zakai, you have to pay. You said Chayiv, you're not going to have to pay. Zok the Gemara, Mandam Zakai, Mishalim. I don't really understand this. Why? Because according to the Mandam that says Zakai, Mishalim, Leimeluhu, Ili Diditzai Sinun, Atonami Loi Shalmisun. How could you make the person that get it right pay? Right? Okay. I was screaming on top of my lungs that you're getting it wrong. And if you would have listened to me, you wouldn't have had to pay. I know have to pay too. It doesn't seem right. Hello, the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say the Nafkamina is similar, but not Mamash the same. You have to tweak it a little bit. Avada, the person that got it right, doesn't have to pay. The question is, the people that got it wrong who do have to pay, do they only pay pro rata? So let's say two out of three Dayanim got it wrong. So those two Dayanim now have to pay what they got wrong. So two-thirds of it is going to be paid, and the one-third, no one's going to pay. Or maybe they have to pay that other third as well. Lamandam, a Zakai, Misham, according to Mandam that says Zakai. So the ones that got it wrong, the ones that said Zakai, are going to have to pay 100% of it. Lamandam, a Ploinu, Ploinu, Mazakin, Ploinu, Ploinu, Mechaivin, Loi, Mishalmi. So they're going to only have to pay their chelik, but the chelik of the one that got it right, they're not going to have to pay. So what is the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is not whether the one that got it right has to pay. He for sure doesn't have to pay. The question is whether the ones that got it wrong have to pay pro rata the chelik of the one that got it right or not. But the Gemara says, I don't understand this either. Because Ulman, the Mazakai, according to Mandaman that says, Zakai, Mishalmi, they have to pay the chelik of the one that got it right. Valein Rule, they should tell him, Ilav at Bahadon, lo yhav esolik din amidi. Meaning, at the end of the day, I understand you got it right. And as a result, there's no rational reason for you to have to pay. But at the end of the day, let's be honest, we needed you in order to be part of this. So it's not like we're the only poiskim over here. You're also a poisik. So Lamaisa, we're all somewhat achray. So you want to tell me that your level of achrayis is not enough to make you pay? But it also can't be enough to make me pay. You're not completely an innocent bystander. On some level, you are complicit to what happened over here. Not enough to make you pay, but also not enough that you're not involved to make me have to pay your chelik. So the Gemara says that this can't be the nafkamina el ikibenai. If you want to know what the nafkamina is, mishum le seilech rochel ba mechel. Wow. Nafkamina is poshnit. Do we have a right to be yentas? Do we have the right to say, he said zakai, he said chai. Rabbi Yochanan says zakai, Rabbi Yochanan says zakai, mishum le seilech rochel. You have no right to just go ahead and gossip, right? This is just classic gossiping. Mechates, you have a right to say which dayan said which, especially if that ends up being a mistake. So this is not something you're allowed to do. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish said no. Plainly, Mizakin, who pleini pleini mechayven, and the reason is mishum the mechzik is shikra. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to say zakai, and really not everyone said zakai, so it looks like you're being untruthful. And because the mechzik is shikra, that overrides the leisei lechrochel b'mecha. Right? So you have to know what's the chakir over here. On the one hand, you have leisei lechrochel b'mecha. On the other hand, you have sheker. Right? Loshen hara, which is leisei lechrochel b'mecha, and sheker, they're two of the four members of the infamous list of people that are not Mekabel Pnei Shechina, right? So which is worse? I don't know. But the bottom line, they're both bad. But that seems to be the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish over here. On the one hand, there's a leisei lechrochel b'mecha diga cheshbon. Mitzad sheni, there's a mechzik shikra diga cheshbon. But regardless, what was the third cheater? Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza, islei demar ve'islei demar. He was sensitive to the leisei lechrochel b'mecha. He also didn't want mechzik shikra. So what did he say? Kasvi hachi, write it as follows. Midivrayan nizdaka ployni. Oh, it's perfect. So it's not mechzik shikra. He didn't say zaka. He didn't say that everybody said zaka. You said midivrayim nizdaka. It's pretty clear. Some said yes, some said not. But you also didn't call them out by name. So you didn't violate leisei lechrochel b'mecha. Like this, you're able to be yotze both cheaters. If you take a look at the Rishonim, we're not going to go into this, but in the Gemara's final Ikebenayu, the Gemara addressed all three shittas. The Gemara addressed the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, the sheet of Rish Lakish, and the sheet of Rabbi Loza. When the Gemara mentioned the first two Ikebenayos, you do have to pay, you don't have to pay, I have to pay your chelik, you have to pay my chelik. So there the Gemara didn't seem to address shittas Rabbi Loza. So where would Rabbi Loza fall into that first Gemara? Ayin Sham. Gomru es hadavar, hoyu machnisin v'chulam. So the Mishnah said, when it was time to issue the Gemara din, so gamru asadaver hoyu machnisen oisam. They would bring them in. Hagadol shebadayonim oimer, etc., etc. So the question is, who's them? Oisam is an improper pronoun. Them. Who's them? I don't know who the them is. So the Gemara says, leman, who is them that we're bringing in right now that the Mishnah is referring to when it says we brought them in order to issue the Gemara din? So the Gemara says like this: Eilem the balei dinim doesn't mean the balei dinim, right? Reuven and Shimon who are killing each other. Hasam kaimi. They're still there. Now, it doesn't say in the Mishnah they're still there, but it also doesn't say they left. So, it's just a little interesting that if there's no mention of them leaving, why are we talking about bringing them back in? Elo le'edim. Oh, must be. It's the eight. Kiman, who's it then going like? The like Rav Nosson, it's not like Rav Nosson. Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Lo'oylam einei dusim itztarefes, ad she'iru shneim ke'echa. The Chachamim hold that two Edom that walk into Bezin to be made, and by the way, this halach is going to really escort us through the end of today's daf into the beginning of tomorrow's daf. This is a very important halach. Lo'oylam einei dusim mitztaref. It's two Edom that walk into Bezin that want to be mitztaref as a kat Edom to implicate somebody that he owes him money. So the halach is, it doesn't work unless they see ke'echad. As opposed to what? If Reuven would walk into Bezin and he would say that I saw somebody borrowed money from somebody on Monday. And then Shimon would walk into Bezin and he would say I saw that same person borrow the same amount of money from somebody else on Tuesday. According to the Chachamim, there's no two Edim to be mechayev that person money. And the reason is because it wasn't actually Yerushalayim Ke'echa. You saw a loan on Monday, you saw a loan on Tuesday. Now, Hatzad HaShavah Shabahen is that there's a loan. Same people, same amount of money. Which means you do have two Edom saying that this person owes that person that amount of money. But if they didn't see it Ke'echa, say the Chachamim, it's not going to be okay. Reb Shulman Karcha said no. Afilu B'zeh Achar Zeh, even if it's one after the other, so it's going to be okay. So in that very case, I saw him borrow money on Monday, you saw him borrow money on Tuesday. At the end of the day, we're both saying that he owes him the money. And as a result, they're going to be mitzvah. Another halacha is Dr. Bryce. There's a din that Eidos can't work in Bezdin unless the two Eidim say Eidos at the same time. Now, you can't literally say that Eidos at the same time, but it has to be Teich Kedei Dibur. They have to be made on some level Ke'echad. Rab Nosson says, why? Shoymin Dvar Shalzeh HaYoyim Ukshavach Haver LaMachar Shoymin Ez Dvar Zokti Gemara. I think this Mishnah that says Gomru Sadar HaYim Achnisin is talking about the Eidim. And it must be it's the Loiker Reb Nasan. In other words, the Edom initially, when they walked into Bezin, they were made. He was made. And he was cross-examined, like the Mishnah says. And then he was made. And he was cross-examined. And then the Edom would leave. The reason the Edom would leave is because they had to go through the Inyan. But then they would have to bring the Edom back in. And the reason they had to bring the Edom back in is because at the end of the day, the Edom is worthless unless they're made Ke'echad. So they would bring them in, and they would satisfy this technical law that says, right, you think about it. How did it play itself out practically? This is how it played itself out. At the end of the whole parasha, they brought them in. There's this formality. There's this box we need to check off. You need to be meyed ke'echad, so let's get it ke'echad. And like this, we're going to be able to do what we need to do. But if that's the case, it comes out to Mishnah's the Loik Reb Nosin. So the Gemara says, Gomru Satova Hoy Machdisim. The Bali Dinim never left, as far as we know. Elamai, it's probably the Edom. Why are we bringing the Edom in order to... Oh, it's probably this halacha. Because you need the Edom to be made with Vasachas. And if that's the case, Masnissen, the Loiker Rav Nosson, but the Mara says, it could be the Mishnah could shtim with Rav Nosson. By the way, it's always good for the Mishnah to shtim with Rav Nosson, because we know Rav Nosson, Dayanuhu, Vinachis, Umkedadina, right? So we'd like the Mishnah to shtim with Rav Nosson, and it could shtim with Rav Nosson. And who are we bringing in? We're bringing in the Bali Dinim. There was no mention of the Bali Dinim leaving, and why would you even assume they left? From the Chemi, it's based on Rav Nechem. Tanya went to Rav Nechem, Rav Nechem said, Kachayim, and Ogashal, Nikia, Dash, Rav Yushalayim. Machnisan the Bali Dinim, they would bring the Bali Dinim, Vishoyim the Vrem, they would hear them out. U Machnisan Eso Eden, Vishoyim the Vrem, they would hear them out. U Maitzi and Oysan Luchos, and they would tell everybody, Yedain Aros, Vinoysan the Dover, and then the Dayanim would have it out. Gamru Asadavra, when they were ready for the Gemara Din, Machnis and Oysan, they'd bring everybody in. So Rav Nechemya's Brisa said that Bali Dinim did leave, and that's what's going on over here. Great, the Gemara about Tanya, I hear, very nice. Problem is, I have a Brisa. The Brisa says, Gamru Asadavra, Machnisan Eso Eden. Oh, this Brisa is. Like many Brises, saying the halacha of the Mishnah, just a little wordier. And here's this one word. So this is the biggest raya in the world. That, what does it mean, Hoya Machnisa? Not like Rav Nechemya, the Bali Dinim, it means the Edom. Only the Edom. Why? Oh, must be the Loiker Rav Nosson. The Gemara says, you're right. I hear the Loiker Rav Nosson. The Brisa is the Loiker Rav Nosson. No one said the Mishnah is the Loiker Rav Nosson. So you're right. You want to know if the Brisa is the Loiker Rav Nosson? 100%. It says Hoedim. Right? Usually you see the Brisa, so we assume that's the Pirish on the Mishnah. But not to make a Mishnah like Rav Nosson. So that Brisa will be the like Rav Nosson, but the Mishnah is going to be Rav Nosson. Right? What's the relationship between Rav Nosson and the Mishnah? So everyone knows who wrote the Mishnah? Rav Yudan Nasi. But everybody's wrong, because it's not just Rav Yudan Nasi. It's also Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson's the unsung hero of the Mishnah, right? That's the name of the raid by. But the point is, Rav Nosson is one of the Chabriya Mishnah, so we're not going to say Masis and Loik Rav Nosson so fast. Either way, Zokdimar Gufa. Okay, so we just mentioned the Machlokes, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, and the Chachamim, and the Machlokes, Rav Nosson and the Chacham. They're very similar. They both come up in many places in Shas, but they're very, very different. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim argued where the Edom have to see Edus Bevasachas in order for it to be Mitzdar for Agadus Edus. Rav Nosson and the Chachamim argued where the Edom have to be made the Edus Bevasachas, or if they could do it Bezeh Achar Zeh. So the Gemara says like this, right, so the Chacham are the Machn. They're the ones that say that the Edom have to see it Ke'echad. Rav Shulman Karch is the Meikol. He says, no, Afilu B'Zeachas. What's the Machlok? If you want, I can tell you they're arguing in Psukim. If you want, I can tell you the arguing in Svar. If you want, I can tell you they're arguing in Svar. The Chachamim hold, how can you be mitzvah of two Edom that are not saying Edom about the same thing? You're saying that he borrowed money on Monday, you're saying money, borrowed money on Tuesday. So there's an Edom on Monday, there's an Edom on Tuesday. This $100 is not the same as that $100. So how you can be the Edom? What is Truman Kar called? I'm on a bamboo trip. Who cares? At the end of the day, you have two people saying that Reuven owes him. We're not saying he owes him 200, we're saying he owes him 100. And at the end of the day, you have the 100 over here. So I don't see why that shouldn't be. But you're saying, or you can say they're arguing in a pasuk. The Chassid says, but who ate? Oyra oyada. So where does it say this? In the parish of Sfuas Eid. It's the time you learn to the Brais. Mashmash Nema lo yakum eid. In the idea shu echad. Right? There's a pasuk that says lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avin l'chol chatas. Right? That's the pasuk that says eid echad doesn't work. And the Torah says lo yakum eid echad. So the Brais, the famous Brais, says once it says lo yakum eid, which is a lashon yachid, l'chur the word echad is superfluous. It's redundant. So matam alimar echad zeh bana. It's coming to teach me. Kam makim shenemar eid harekan shenayim ad sheyifrot l'cha hakasiv echad. That whenever it says the word eight, it always means two. So if you want to say one eight, you have no choice but to say it. Rochel bitcha ktana, you have to say eight echad. But what's the point? That an eight means two. Yet v'afkir rachmanu b'lashon chad. So It's funny, right? Because really in grammar and diktuk, it is in the singular, but it means two. So if it means two, why are you saying it like one? Oh, the Meimar is coming to teach me a din. Adchazu travayu kachat. It has to be mamish one. The two Edom have to be like one. What it's that halach, they have to see it kachat. The Edoch, what is it? Shum ben Karcha hold? It says, V'ed, ayra, ayada mikamachim. It's very nice, the V'ed. But right now it says, he saw, he knows. It sounds like mikamachim. It doesn't matter how he saw it, how he knows. At the end of the day, as long as you have two Edom that saw, uno, that in of itself would be enough to implicate. Either way, Iba Yisem Asvara, right? You can hear it this way, you can hear it that way, right? This is a classic way of really seeing something both ways. On the one hand, they're not saying Edus about the same thing, but then again, if you mitzarf to Edus, they're both saying the same thing, right? The common denominator of the two idios is one and the same. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say it's based on Pasik. On the one hand, Vahu Eid sounds like they have to see it like one, but then again, it says, Ayra Yada, which sounds like Mikamakan. Doesn't matter how they know it. Those are the two possible ways to explain the machloikis of Shulman Karkin the Chacham. Fight. The ene dusim is kayemis bebezin, ad she idu shem kechlin. Nosan emis shem idvarim shazay, ayoyim kshavich vayir namach shem idvar. So those are machloikis from Nosan and the Chachamim, whether they have to say edus bevasachas, or they could say edus bevasachas. So the Gemara b'maikum, if you what's that machloikis? So the Gemara, same thing. Iba yaseim asvara, Iba Yisei Makra. So just like the Machloikis, Rabbi Shulman Karkin, the Chachamim could be other Svara, other Kra, the Machloikis from Nas and the Chachamim is the same, another parallel between these two. First, they always come together, they are similar, and even in terms of what the Hezbollah, the Machloikis is Iba Yisei Makra, Svara, Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Makra, what's the Svara? Mar Savar Eid Echad Ki Asi Lashvua Asi, Lima Maina Layasi. The Chachamim hold that when an Eid Echad says Eidos, he can't be Mechayiv Mamon, right? All he can be Mechayiv is Shvua. So how could you take the Haggadah Seidus of an Eid Echad that can't be Mechayiv Mamon, and Haggadah Seidus of an Eid Echad that can't be Mechayiv Mamon, be Mitzdar of them and get a Chiyiv Mamon, right? Each one can only be Mechayiv Shvua. So essentially you're taking two Eid Echads, two Haggadah Seiduses that can only be Mechayiv Shvua, and you're being Mitzdar of them to be Mechayiv Mamon, right? 0 plus 0 is 0. Okay, that's one way to look at it. The Idach, what's the other way to look at it? Atu ki asu b'hadi adali. Okay, let's say they're going to come together. B'chatu m'kamasadi. Are they going to say Eidus with the same mouth? No, elements are finimu. It's true. If one Eid and only one Eid says Eidus, he's Mechayah Shmua. But although he's a zero, but he has the potential of being a one. To the extent somebody else is going to come. Yeah, there's an idea that a person by himself sometimes is garnished. But at the very least, right, he has the potential to be mitzarif with somebody else, and mitamol, he can become very chashev azach. So the point is that when the person is being made even together with the someone else, it's not bechad puma, elimai, you have to say mitzafinu. Okay, I mean, let's safinu here too, it's going to be the divay say mikro. Or you could say that the machlekes is real, the machlekes is impossible. What does it say? Im lo yagid v'nasa avoyne. Where does it say that? Also in the parashah Shavua say this. So again, im lo yagid v'nasa avoyne. Who the kuliyama, everybody holds like the rabbanon, the pligaled, Rabbi Shulman Karcha, say Rab Nasan, say the chachamim hold, like the rabbanon who argue with Rabbi Shulman Karcha. In other words, that you need the Edom should see Bevasachas. Everybody holds, not like Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Okay, Bahachas, what's the machloikis? Ba'akushe Hagodah L'ri'iyah Kamifliki. The machloikis says whether we're makish Hagodah L'ri'iyah. Again, why would you? Because it says Vim lo yagid v'nasa avone. And that's in the pasuk of Ayyada, Ayra, Im lo yagid. It's all in the same pasuk. So you have the same pasuk that talks about the Riyah of the Edom and the Haggadah Seidus of the Edom. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, are we makish Haggadah L'Riyah? So again, as it relates to Riyah, everybody holds like the Chacham. That's the Hanukkah that we're making in order to make this work. Okay, Mar Sava Makshin and Haggadah L'Riyah. The Chachamim hold that we're makish Haggadah L'Riyah. And if for the Riyah they have to see Bevasachas, so too for the Haggadah, based on the Hekish, they would have to be Magad Bevasachas as well. Mar Sava Makshin on, whereas Rav Nosson holds, we're not makish. Zok to Gemara, Amaisa. Rav Shimon ben Elyakim, have a mishtakid oleh de Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina l'mismechei. So Rab Shimon ben Elyakim was very much trying to get Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina smicha. It wasn't working out. Yom echad, one day, have a yoske made Rab Yochanan. So Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina was sitting in front of Rab Yochanan. Amaluhu. And Rab Yochanan turns to the chevra and he says, "Mi ikud yad alach Rab Shimon ben Karcha? Does anyone know if that alach is like Rab Shimon ben Karcha?" Amaluhu Rab Shimon ben Elyakim. So Rab Shimon ben Elyakim said, "Dein yada." This younger man, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, he knows. Amale, so Rabbi Yochanan turned to him and he says, "Leimo easy, nu, tell me." Amale, so Rabbi Shmuel Yochanan stops Rabbi Yochanan and he says, "Lismechei mar bereisha." First, give him smicha. You give him smicha, then you get the answer. Some case, Rabbi Yochanan gave him smicha. Amale, so he told me, "Emorli, ketsa shamata, nu, tell me what you know." Amale, kach shamati, shemoyde Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha le Rab Nosson. What I know is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was Moida to Rab Nosson. That what? Rab Nosson, who holds that you could hear the Eidos, not Bevas Achas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds that way also. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that says they could see it not at the same time. Is Moida that the God has said the sons have to be at the same time as well? Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan heard that. He said, Lazehu Tzrachti. What? This is what you had to tell me? Hashto ma ikuri'iyya. Bahadi adadi am Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha lebi inon. Hagoda mi baya. So certainly this is. I knew Rabbi Shua Mekarcha. I was like, that was my shayla. My shayla, do we paskin like Rabbi Shua Mekarcha now? I'm a lace, and he told him, no, hayol va'alis loiteret. But once you already got smicha, it's too late. You're going to keep your smicha. I'm Rabzeir said, Shema mino, gavir rabba, keeping the samach samach. Gavir rabba, once he gets smicha, at that point, he maintains his smicha. Now, this gemara over here is enoy oime elo darsheni, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim is trying to get Rabbi Yisrael Chanina smicha, and he fools Rabbi Yochanan into giving him smicha, but good news, I'm Reb Zeira, Gabi Rabbi, keeping the Samach Samach. What exactly is going on over here? So we have a raid bite from a while ago, one of the Mechkarim from Rabbi Reuven Margolis. The name of the raid bite is The Wardrobe of the Talmud Chacham, where he talks about a lot of such Gemaras. This is one of his major exhibits for where he says his thesis as it relates to the wardrobe of the Talmud Chacham and different pratim related to smicha. So we're just going to make a schala on the next gemara, and really it's going to continue into tomorrow's gemara. Om Reb Chiya Barav and Omar Rav. Halachik Reb Yishua Mekarcha. So on the topic, do we paskin like Reb Yishua Mekarcha or do we not? So Reb Chiya Barav said in the name of Rav, the halach is like Reb Yishua ben Karcha, and he said, Bein bekarkois, bein bemetalfin. It doesn't matter if it's karka, it doesn't matter if it's metalfin, the halach is always going to be like Reb Yishua ben Ula Omar. Ula said, halachik Reb Yishua ben Karcha bekarkois, avaloi bemetalfin. Dafka by karka, not by metalton. So what's the difference as it relates to Rabbi Shulman Karcha if you're dealing with karka, if you're dealing with metalton? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is very posh. Metalton would mean Reuven walks into Bezin, I saw somebody borrow money from somebody on Monday. Shimon walks into Bezin, I saw somebody borrow money from somebody on Tuesday. Okay, they're clearly not saying Eidos on the same thing. Amonet the Kamaset Hai like Kamaset Hai, like the Gemara said in Amad Al. The question is, at the end of the day, they're both saying he owes him money. Nope, that's the Shailon the Gemara. And that's the Machlis Shulman Karcha and the Chacham. Karka is a little different. Karka, you're talking about a specific piece of karka. So karka is the pshat where somebody walks into Beis Din and he says that I heard Pliny, let's say, be moida on Sunday that he owes him the karka. And then somebody walks into Beis Din, I heard Pliny be moida on Tuesday that he owes him the same piece of karka. Over there, you're handling the same piece of karka. So it's not karka metalfalin as much as it's the same piece of karka versus amana de komaset hai, like komaset hai, ayin Rashi. But either way, that's this shayla. So you can hear why there would be a major nafkamina in the world of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha between karka and metalfalin. And Tamei Roim very, very much debated this point in the end of today's daf and in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. So again, Amrav Chiya Barav and Amar Rav, Dalach is like Rishu Ben Karcha, Sai by Karcha, Sai. We always pass like Rishu Ben Karcha. Ula said, Dalach is like Rishu Ben Karcha, but only by Karcha, not by Metalton. So the Gemara said, after Ula said what he said, Amalei Abaya, right? Amalei Abaya is not on Rav. It's on Ula. Amalei Abaya, Halacha Mechal de Pligi. When you said, Halacha Rishu Ben Karcha, but Karkois, it sounds like the Chachamim even argue by Karcha. I'm so maskim to the chilik between karka and metalton. I don't even think the chacham argue over there. In fact, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Moedim chacham the Rabbi Shulman Karcha, Vedos karka, Vetoni, Rav Idi, Bar Abba, and Benazik in the Beit Karin. I'll tell you even more than that. Rav Idi, Bar Abba, he had a braisa that came from Seydin Azikin of Karna. Right? Karna was a famous dayan. It came from the Seydin Azikin of Karna that said as follows. Moedim chacham the Rabbi Shulman Karcha, Chama Moed Rabbi Shulman Karcha, Be'edos Bechar, Ube'edos Karka, Ube'edos Chazaka, V'chein shebeben v'shebebas. So what are all these things? Eidos Bechar is talking about where if a Kayin has a Bechar. So the halach is, and that's Kedush, you have to bring it as a carp. If it gets a mum, then he's allowed to eat it by himself, he's allowed to treat it as chulin. But a Kayin himself is not nemat to say that a Bechar got a mum, because in the world of Chshudim, right, one of the Chshudim in Shas is the Kayin is Chashan HaBechar. So you would have to have two Eidim. As it relates to those two Eidim, Moedim Chacham, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, the Eidos Bechar, they don't have to see the same mum happening at the same second, right? If an Eidecha comes and says something about a mum, and another Eidecha comes and says something about a mum, even if they didn't see it Bevas Achas, this is an example of Moedim Chacham, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Eidos Karcha is what we're talking about. Eidos Chazaka, Rashi says, is when one Eid says that Reuven has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim because he was there years 1, 2, and 3, and then Shimon comes and says that Reuven has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim because he was there years 4, 5, and 6. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. So the two Eidim, even though they're not even talking about the same 3 years, but in the world of Cheskes Habatim, that would be enough. And then finally, the V'chein Shebeben V'Shebebas, which the Gemara is going to explain. But either way, so Abaya tells Ula, Halach Rabbi Shua ben Karcha B'Karkois, Sounds like Michal de Pligi. I have two Messiris from two different places. I'm varfing a little bikis here, says Abaye, but I have it from two places that there was never a machloikis. So the Gemara says, Gavra karamis, Abaye, what kind of kasha is that? Marasavra pligi, Marasavra loy pligi. I was a shiloh amongst, right? You're quoting Amoiroim, right? So at the end of the day, there was a shiloh amongst the Amoiroim. Yes or no? No, yes. The bottom line is, Ula held, it's a machloikis. But the halacha is like Rebbe Shulman Karka by Karka, and Abaye held there's no machlokes at all. Right? What's the nafkamina? What do the chachamim hold by Karka? Either way, says the Gemara, my v'chein shebevem shebevas. What is that last case? Right? We explained Bechar, we explained Karka, we explained Chazaka. What is that? The Gemara says like this. It's talking about, this the Gemara knows for sure, the Gemara is going to go into more of the nuance. It's discussing Ben Ubas with regards to a child becoming a gadol. So how does a child become a gadol? It's not 12 and 13 respectively, really it's Shtei Sairus. 12 and 13 is based on the Chazak of the Rav that you brought Shtei Sairus. But really it's based on Shtei Sairus. So it's understood that this is related to Shtei Sairus. But the question is, in a more nuanced way, what are we talking about? Is it talking about where one eight said that, yeah, I know there was one Sairus and it's Begaba. And the other one says, I know there's one Sairus and it's Bekresa. By the way, Gaba and Kresa are really euphemisms. It's both Ba'usamakim, right? So 1-8 says, Be'echad Begaba, and 1-8 says, Echad Bekresa. Hai Chatzi Dovav Chatzi Eidus. So nobody holds that this Eidus is going to be an Eidus. Not Reb Shulman Karcha, not the Chachamim. No one's going to hold this is okay. Why? Because there's no 1-8 that's even saying anything. Each 8 is saying a halva maisa, right? It's, you need at the very least, like in the classic case of Shulman Karcha, 1-8 says he owes him $100, another 8 says he owes him $100. They're just coming from different places. Okay, but over here, there's no 8 saying that he or she are G'daylim. Elo, Echad Oymer Shtayim Begaba, Vechad Oymer Shtayim Bekresa. So the case has to be where one of them said Shtayim Begaba, the other one said Shtayim Bekresa, so they're not being made on the same thing, but Atzad HaShavah Shabahen is they're both saying a Hagodas Eidos, not a Chatzi Dover, a Farti Gedover of Gagos. This is one of the cases where the Chacham Ma'ida, Rabbi Shulman Karcha, Rabbi Shulman Karcha is going to hold it's going to be okay. The Chiddush is that even the Chacham are going to be Ma'ida, and this is the case of the Chein Shebeben v'Shebebas. As mentioned, the Gemara is going to continue on this theme, but we're going to save that Be'ezus Hashem for tomorrow. So as it relates to rain on today's long daf, a lot of lumdus in today's daf, a lot. Two ha'aris, two light ha'aris, things that we've spoken about in the past, the in-base medrash b'loy chiddush. So, at the very beginning of the daf, the Gemara talked about hoidas v'adin kemei edim dami and the shtar oidisa. And then the Gemara told a story about an oidisa that seemed to have been written by a bezdin, which is a good thing. The problem is that there were only two dayanim that were signed on it. And it didn't say the magic words of B'moisav Tlosa Havino V'chad Leisai. And the question was, this Bezdin that wrote the Oidisa, was it a proper Bezdin? Or maybe it wasn't a proper Bezdin? And even though it said Bezdin, but maybe it wasn't a proper Bezdin, there's an idea of a Bezdin Chatzuf. And the question was, how seriously are you supposed to take this shtar? And the Gemara said that the Chachamim took it quite seriously. And the Gemara wasn't sure why. And the Gemara came out, Lamaskana, without going back into the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara, that it was talking about where Omar, it said that the Bezdin there was the Bezdin of Ravashi, and not only was it the Bezdin of Ravashi, but it was Omar Lon Rabbana Ashi. That Rabbana Ashi had said that you should go ahead and write the shtar. If Rabbana Ashi said you should write the shtar, then there's nothing to worry about anymore. If Rabbana Ashi said it, then else is good. So who's Ravona Ashi? So Rashi says, Ravona Ashi is Rav Ashi. In fact, Rashi says that the reason the Gemara over there was even talking about Rav Ashi wasn't necessarily because the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya happened with Rav Ashi. Rashi's Loshin is, V'hai denokke Rav Ashi, L'fisha Bezdino Yehoya Roish B'mei Ravina. Because Rav Ashi's Bezdin was the Supreme Court in the times of Ravina. V'shneyem Sidru Gemara Shal Talmud Bavli. And they both were Mesadu the Talmud Bavli. Kudamrinon Hassam in Mesechtes Bava Metziah Da Pei Vava Med Aleph. Ravashi V'Ravino Soifai Ra Ubiyom of Nemru Dvar Malavu V'Hukful Gemara. So the Gemara was written in the times of Ravashi, and they were trying to bring out that this Maisa happened with a Chash of a Bezdin. So the Gemara mentioned Beidina de Ravashi V'Omar Lon Ravana Ashi. So who is this Ravana Ashi? It's Rav Ashi. And the reason we're talking about Rav Ashi is not dafka because that was the story, but the Gemara was written in the times of Rav Ashi, when that was the important Bezdin. So we said Kigoyin, it would have been like the Chashuv. What's the Chashuv of Bezdin today? So today it'd be the Badatz in Yerushalayim. Then it was the Bezdin of Rav Ashi. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. But Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Hayam, says Lulei de Mistafina Omnan Lulei Divrei Rashi Hoyenira Sheba Omron Rabona Ashi. Like Kivnu al Rav Ashi Hanoida. Could be this Ravana Ashi of this Gemara is actually not the famous Rav Ashi. And he says, if you want to know what I'm talking about, take a look at the second Igeris of Rav Shri Rugoyin, the Timtzo Nachas. You'll understand exactly what it is I'm trying to say. So over the years, we've quoted many times from the Igeris of Rav Shri Rugoyin. So Rav Shri Rugoyin was one of the most important Goyinim. He had a son that was also quite famous, Rav Hai Goyen. But Rav Shri Goyen contributed to Jewish literature a very, very important letter. The letter was written in response to a Shaila. It's literally a tshuva, like Shaila's tshuva is Rav Shri Goyen. And in this letter, he goes through Jewish history, specifically related to the times of the Talmud and how exactly the Mishnah and the Gemara was written. And he talks a lot about different things that went on in Bavel. And there's a lot of gaps in Jewish history that have been filled, adank, this brief, this letter that was written by the great Rav Shri Goyen. And this is something that, if you know, you know. And the Igeret Rav Shri Rugoyin is very, very long. It's pages and pages and pages long. There's commentaries that have been written on the Igeret Rav Shri Rugoyin. Every great historical work, from say the Adoris to the Deiris Rishonim, you name it, they all quote the Igeret Rav Shri Rugoyin. There's so much basic Jewish history that we know in our bones that comes. If you want to know the source is the Igeret Rav Shri Rugoyin. But what's interesting is that Rav Shri Rugoyin actually wrote a second letter. And the second letter is much shorter. It's the edition that I'm looking at, 3 pages. And it's very, very concise. And it, too, fills a lot of gaps, I believe, for the learner of the Talmud. And I mamish think this is required reading. It's Pashat. In terms of just understanding certain things that come up so often in the Gemara, that subconsciously we think about. Now, we'd rather talk about it in the raid, so I think in our Chabur it's not so subconscious, it's more conscious. But there's a lot of very interesting things that I mentioned. It's very short. Your mamash could sit down in 7 minutes, go through the Holy Geras, and you're going to walk away more intelligent than you were before you sat down and read. Either way, with that very lengthy introduction, I just want to say one more thing, and that is, you know, over the years, we've mentioned many times that the Rambam in his Akdamah to his Pirush HaMishnayos, he says that if you count up all the Tanoim in the Mishnayos, so you're going to see that there's 128 Tanoim. And the three Tanoim, and the 128 Tanoim are presented in one of three ways, right? Most of the Tanoim are referred to as Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, etc., etc. Some are referred to as Rabban, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Yoichanan and Zakkai, and some don't even have a title. Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichai, Yoisni Ben Yoyezer. There are certain Tanoim that are mentioned with any title at all. And the Rambam says that everything is with a cheshbon. He says most Tanoim were mentioned Rabbi, right? Makes a lot of sense. You're a rabbi, so we call you rabbi. He said there were Tanoim that were on a higher level, and they were referred to as Rabban. And he says then there were Tanoim that were on the highest level, and those Tanoim weren't given any title. And the reason is because anything that you're going to say about them is going to make them look smaller. You're going to say he's a great rabbi, that's all he is. You're going to say he's an oikaharim, he's also a sinai. You're going to say he's a sinai, he's also an oikaharim. You're going to say he's a chassid, yeah, but he's also a yashar, tzaddik, and a kaddish. So sometimes, l'chadu miyasehila. The best thing is not to say a word. And really, the greater you, if you can reach a madrega, where you get to the point where you don't get, and the Rambam says that exhibit A for that is the Nevi'im, right? We talk about Yehoshua, you talk about Shmuel, you talk about Eliyahu, you talk about Ezra, you talk about Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, right? You think it's Reb Yeshaya, Reb Yirmiyahu. The Teretz says no, because he's so great, you can't give him a title. Because any title that you're going to mention is actually going to take away. So this is something that we've mentioned so many times. Okay, so with that elaborate introduction, this is the second brief of Rav Shri Rugoyin. Sho'al Mar Yaakov Hechover Ben Mar Rav Nissen Asher Mi Medinas Kairuon. So Kairuon is somewhere in Tunisia. So Mar Rav Yaakov Hechover, who was the son of Rav Nissen. Now this Mar Yaakov Hechover was the father of Rabbeinu Nissen. Rabbeinu Nissen Goyen, not the Ran. But Rabbeinu Nissen the Goyen, so it's his father. So he's the one who sent this letter. He sent the letter, Lebezden HaGadol Shel Adoneinu Shrira, whose Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov, that was the name of his yeshiva, Ula Bezdin Agadol Shel Adoneinu Hai, and to the Bezdin Agadol of Hai, that's his son, Rav Hai Goyen, who was the Av Bezdin of Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov. So Rav Shira Goyen is Rosh Yeshiva, his son Rav Hai Goyen is the Av Bezdin, Zu HaSheela VeYeshivu Okach. This was the question, and this is what we respond. So Rav Shira Goyen is writing the letter. He says, Ushesho Altam, listen to the Shaila, Is Befeirushe de Gabon, you've heard, you have a Messiah. And by the way, when did they live? They lived at the turn of the previous millennia. So around the year, Lemisparim 1000. That's Be'erich when they lived. In fact, he writes, he signs off this letter, it's in the year 985. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, it's about 1,000 years ago, which is a few hundred years after the Amiram. So he says, you have a Messiah that anytime someone's mentioned in Shas with the heading Rav, it means he came from Bavel. And anytime someone's mentioned with the heading Rebbe, it means he came from Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is the Messiah that we have. He said, but the problem is, we went through this, it doesn't seem to work. And we have a whole bunch of shaylos. Listen to the shayla. He says, my time in Mixas Tanoi v'amira b'shma greida. Why is it that some Tanoim are just mentioned by their name? Kigoin Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ishsoicha Yosef ben Yoichanan. Rav, Ushmul, Abai v'Rav. Right? They're all just mentioned by their name. U'miktsasim b'shem Rebbe. Some are called Rebbe. Kigoin Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. U'miktsasim b'shem Mar. Some are called Mar. Kigoin Mar Ukva, Mar Yenuka. U'miktsasim b'shem Rav. This is so clear. Kigoin Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda. U'miktsasim b'shem Rabban. Kigoin Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoichan Amazake. So he said, I'm a little bit confused. We find all these different. So he mentions five. Right? Some are mentioned Rav. Some are mentioned Rebbe. Some are called Rabban. Some are called Mar. And some have no names at all. And this is the Shaila that they send to the great Rav Shira Goyen, to the great Rav Hai Goyen, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. We have this Messiah, Rav is Bava, Rebbe's in Eitzel, it's not adding up. So at the end of the day, we need something called Bissel Mer Klar. What exactly is the rest of the story? See, right, Vaday Kemosha Shamata. So first thing I want to tell you, that this Messiah, that you have this truth to it. Ki Rebbe, Mechachmi Eretz Yisrael, Hasmuchin Sham, Bissanhedrin Shalohem. Rebbe meant that you got smicha from the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael. The Minim B'San Hedron Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Le'inyan Smicha Zekenim the Samchin Le V'Karin Le Rebbe. It's a Lashon HaGemara in San Hedron Yud Gimel Amud Beis V'Yavin Le Rishus Alamedim Dinei Knossos V'Rav is Mechachmi Bavel Hasmuchim Yeshiva Shalem. So there was a concept of smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Now we know the smicha in Bavel is nowhere near the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. You learned those Gemaras already, but there was a concept of a smicha. So when you got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you became Rebbe, and when you got smicha in Bavel, you became Rav. That is a good klal. You can run with this. Now, there's exceptions to all this, as we're about to see. But the point is, that's something you can work with. Zok dazay. V'adoyres harishoyim, shayu g'doylem ma'oid. V'ayhoyu tzrichem l'rav revam. It's a nice pun. They didn't need l'shoynes of rav to make them look bigger, right? Loy b'rabon, v'loy b'rebi, v'loy b'rav. And loy l'chachmei bava, v'loy l'chachmei eretzot. This reads so clearly. It is true not for the chach. No one needed this. Sharei Hillel Olami Bavel, V'loi Nemre Rabbanus B'shmoi, U'kinevim Hayu Chashuvim, Shomar Chagai Anovi, Loi Ole Ezra Mi Bavel, V'eim Merav Rivin Oysom, In Haskar HaShmoi Zayin. You have to make them bigger with all these Lishoynes. V'loi Shomanu Ki Eschilo Zu Elobanesiyin. The first time, said Rav Igeret, Rav Shrira in his Igeres, that you find this idea that somebody gets a title, it's in the times of the Nesiyim. May Rabbi Gamliel hazoken, V'Rab Shimon Benoy Shener B'chum Bayashen, V'Rab Yoichanan Ben Zakkai, Kulam Nesiyim. They were all Nesiyim, and that's the first time you find the title. And what's their title? Rabban. Rabbi Gamliel hazoken, Rabban Shimon, who is the one that was killed, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in times of the Churban, he's one of the Asar Rugei Malchus, and Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. He says, V'af Rebbe, and even the title Rebbe, Hischel Mismuchim B'Yisrael, which I said is related to Smicha, but it was only from that time forward. So if you were in Eretz Yisrael and you got Smicha from that point forward, that's when you got it. Rab Tzadik, Rab Lezer Ben Yaakov, U'Pashad Adavim B'Talmid Rab Yechem Ben Zake, U'Lahalot, V'Sodah B'Fiyakol. He says, in fact, there's an expression that everybody knows, and apparently the Rambam knew this too. Godol Mirav Rebbe, V'Godol Mirebi Rabban, and Godol Mirabban Shemoy, that's this expression. Godol Mirabban Shemoy, right? This is where it comes from. This is the rest of the story. And that's that Rambam in the Igeres, that in the Hakdama that he brings back, it comes from the Igeres of Shira Goyim. It's a few hundred years before the Rambam. It goes back there. He says, V'loi Matzanu Adam Shenikra Rabban. This the Rambam doesn't say. You don't find anyone that was called Rabban, Chutz Min Anasim. So anytime you're ever going to find a Rabban, you should know, it's one of the Nasim. I'm skipping now a little bit. V'yesh betanoim shekruyin Rav. He says, you also find once in a Tana that could be called Rav, right? Because again, what is Rav Talian? Smicha Mavo. So just because you're a Tana doesn't mean you can't be called a Rav. Right? What's he bavarni? Because this is also something that I remember being taught when I was younger, that the Tanam are Rebbe's and the Amiram are Rav. That's not the word. Yesh betanam shekurin Rav, b'mekoyim yisiduin, Rav Chama, Rav Abba, right? He brings different mishalim for that. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, and it all starts from around circa Churban. That's when you have Rabbons, that's when you have Ravs, that's when you have Rebbe's. Before that, you're not going to have that. He goes right there. He says, what about Mar? So he says, Mar, that was one of the Shailas. That could be one of two things. It could be that it's a person's name. Mar Barameimar, Mar Baravashi, Mar Kishisha, Mar Yanuka. Right, there's a name that's called Mar. V'derech Shnia, but he says there's another taich in the word Mar. The Roshi Golias of Bavel. That the Roshi Golias of Bavel, they were known as Mar. Mar Ukfa, Mar Yochana, Mar Yehuda, Mar Zutra. They were all Mars. Sometimes, he says, the Mar would be before the name, like we just mentioned, and sometimes the Mar would be after the name. Kigoin Huna Mar, Yehuda Mar Bar Mori, Ami Mar, Subestape. So there's examples where the Mar comes first, and there's examples of where the Mar comes second. But the point is, all these Mars were all Reish Galusas. And then he says, going a little bit weiter, that sometimes if somebody came from the Reish Galusa, instead of referring to him as Mar, they would refer to him as Rabbana. You find Rabbanu Nechemya. You find Rabbanu Ukfa. It's a Gemara Chulin. Adbrei Rav Chizda l'Rabbanu Ukfa v'Darash. That Rabbanu was like Mar, and that was a title for someone that was from the Reish Galusa. He goes on and he explains this based on the Yerushalmi, that Tosfos brings the Sanhedrin Daf Hamed Aleph, that people that were Reish Galusas, they came from Malchus Beis David Mitzad Ascharim. The Nesim was only Mitzad Nekevus, Ashrem Yudim B'chei B'rin Raglav. That's why Inu Adifu. But the point is that the title Mar, and he throws an agav, like the title Rabbana is referring to people that came for the from the Reish Galus. Then he goes weiter, and he says, what about the Amora Rav? Avol Rav Shekosafto, right? What about the Amora Rav? So he says that the Amora Rav, his name was really not Rav. His name was Abba, and the reason he was called Rav was because of Chshivas. Right? So Rav is not a name. Rav is a title of Cheshivos. If it was a name, he would have been Rebbe something, right? But the reason is because it's a title of Cheshivos, and it's for that reason they would refer to him as Rav. Says, what about Shmuel? How come Shmuel doesn't have a title? So Shmuel, based on everything that we just said, didn't get smicha, right? What's the cheshbon? He didn't get smicha, so he says no. He didn't get smicha, but Shmuel was somebody that, being that he was so great, Shmuel's name is actually a name like Hillel and Shammai, and Shmuel was an exception to the rule. Rav got it a little bit also. Rav got it; they just called him Rav, which is Rav and Shlokol Bnei Agoylo. Shmuel got it because Shmuel's tak is so great, and that's the cheshbon of Shmuel. He says same is true for Abaya. Abaya was. It was such, I mean, you learn Gemara, you chop that, right? Abaya is a big deal. So Abaya was such a big deal that Abaya, he talks about the etymology. Abaya is Miloshen Avi, and we know he was raised by Rabba, and he gave him the name Nachmeni after his father, and he didn't want to call him my father because the name was Nachmeni. See, we call him Abaya, which is Miloshen Avi. We always say Abaya is Hashem B'chay Yeruchim Yosem. He has a little bit of a take, but he says that being that the name Abaya came mitzad his godless, and because the godless Shabbai, that's why he got this name. So again, really, once you come to this Tkufa, everyone's going to have titles. Right, from Yechem Azake has a title, Rabbi Akiva has a title, so everyone now is going to have titles. This is already Meshaynach the Doiris, where people don't have titles. Rav gets known as Rav, it's not his name. Because if it's his name, you get a title. Shmuel is like one exception to the rule, and Abaya. Now, Shmuel and Abaya, they're from three of the Gedoiris. They're Reuven the Shimon Yuli. They go back generation somehow, and they get this cheshbon. But then he goes, he says, what about Rava? What about Rava? He says, oh, Rava's name wasn't Rava, it was Reb Abba. That was his name. He says, what about Rabba? His name was also Rababa. So it's actually interesting because it's Rava and Rabba, but their real names were both Reb Abba. They're both names were Abba. One was Abba with an Aleph, one was Abba with a Hey, and it chapped an Afgamino when they put the Reish, one became Rav and the other one became Rabba. It's interesting. But really their names were both Abba. They had the same, Rav and Rabba had the same name. It was both Abba. It changed when they added the Reish. He said, what about Rami Bar Chama? He starts throwing names. Rami Bar Chama, Rami's name is Revami. So what about Ravin? He's Rab Abin. He said, what about Ravina? He's Reb Avina. He says, Pashit, all those Amiram that you see throughout Shas, especially the ones that start with the Rishnis, he says that it's all Rebbe for short. But everybody after that generation, the only exceptions that he mentions are Shmuel and Abaya. They're the only ones that don't stem. He said, Abaya is also, it's not so much in mentioning him by name, it's a Lashon of Gedula, similar to Rav, right? So it's a little bit different. But Shmuel is like episode one. It's a Pella. Shmuel is the one that gets this shout out, right? Abu Shmuel Vada Kivin the Huresha Damayroi, Likare, Umishum the Kulu Shamoy, like he epis goes down as being Shmuel. But it's not because he didn't get smicha. It's fakered. It's because he goes back to like Antignus, so he's going back hundreds and hundreds of years. This is the way Rav Shvi Rogoyin lays out this whole Indian very, very clear in terms of understanding this. Again, so you have these five titles, some have no title at all, some are Rebbe, some are Rabban. Some are Rav, some are Mar. Until the end of Bayis Sheni, there's no titles because everybody is just so great. And then there's this huge Yeridus HaDoros, Sur Kachorben Bayis Sheni. And all of a sudden, we're going to give titles. What are the titles? What we just mentioned. The Rabbans, Sned Rav, Shri Rogoyin, they're all Nasiim. Every single Rabban that you're going to find is going to be one of the Nasiim. So every Rabban is a Nasi. In terms of Rebbe and Rav, it depended. You got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you became a Rebbe. If you got smicha in Bavel, then you became a Rav. What is Mar? Mar means you're from the Reish Galusa. Oh, Bederech Agav, the Shoyl never asked this question. But Bederech Agav, Ravon is another title that you find, and Ravon is also referring to Reish Galusa, and it has something to do with the fact that they stand for Machos Pes Dor. That's what he says. But Al Kaponim, that's where you're going to have this title of Ravon. And the fact that you find different Amiram where it looks like they didn't have titles, they rather had titles. All of them had titles. Rabba is Rababa, Rabba is Rababa, Rami Bar Chama is Rabami, Ravin is Rabbin, Ravina is Rabavina, etc., etc. Abaya is interesting, but Abaya is like a Lashon of Gedulam, a Lashon Avi, because Rabbi Bar Nachman, he raised him and he didn't want to call him by his name because it was his father's name. So therefore, he say Tata Ke'ilu, such an Indian. He wants to say father either, it's not his father's, he called him Abaya. But it's a Lashon of Aviv, it's a Lashon of Gedul, it's a Lashon of greatness, Rav, for sure. And Shmuel seems to be the exception to the rule. That seems to be what emerges from it. But Al Kaponim said, Rabbi Margolis, what do you see? You know what Ravana Ashi is? It says, Ravana Ashi, Lule Divrei Rashi, based on, from the Ga'onim, I don't think it's Rav Ashi. There was a Reish Kalusa whose name was Ashi, and that's who this Ravana Ashi is. It's the Bezdin of the Reish Kalusa, and because it's the Bezdin of the Reish Kalusa, so it's for that reason that we're mentioning Ravana Ashi, Al Kaponim, it's not the Amora Rav Ashi, but rather what it's referring to is Ravana Ashi. Just to end with one more ha'ara, I apologize, but one more quick ha'ara. So we mentioned earlier, Divrei Chaloimus Loimayim Loim Meridim, right? What happened? There was a person who had a dream. He knew his father left him Yerusha. He didn't know where the Yerusha was. And all of a sudden he has a dream, and the Bala Chaloim came to him. And he told him, you want to know where it is? This thing, it's a B'mok employee, and this is how much money. But he says, right, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is, Shamay Sashani. Anyways, the guy found it, and it was exactly what the Bachaloim told him, and he was so excited, and he goes running over to the Bezin, and they told him, oh, Divrei, don't worry, you can keep it. Because Divrei Chaloim is Loim Ma'in of Loim Merin. But the Gemara mentions over here the Bala Chaloim. Right, we have a rabbi called the Angel of Dreams. The Bala Chaloim. Who is the Bala Chaloim? Who is the Bala Chaloim? The Sire of the Chaloimus. So it's a Zoya. The Zoya says as follows. It's in Parshas Vayetze, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Tochazi, Chelmo Iu Al Yedei De Gavriel. All dreams come from Gavriel. The Iu Lesata, Bidarga Shtisa Minavua. And it's six Madregas lower than Nevua. Mara Al Yoda Dahu Darga Dahi Chay De Shalta Balayla. It's a Shaykh is to Gavriel based on some Kabbalah. But the point is that you want to know who the Bal HaChaloim is, you should know it's the Malach Gavriel. He is the Bal HaChaloim. Tafla, in Parashas Vayeshev, he says something very beautiful. He says, we know that when Yosef HaTzadik comes to the brothers, right, when he's looking for them, and then he finds them in Shechem, and what did the brothers say? Vayomer Isha Lachiv, Hinei Bal HaChaloim Mois HaLozeh. And everyone mutches, what's this Losh in Bal HaChaloim Mois HaLozeh? Right, the word HaLozeh seems to be extra. He may Bala Chaloim is Ba. What Chalo is that? So he says, half of a Chalo. He says, because the Gemara talks about the Malach that's Mamun Ala Chaloim. And he is the Bala Chaloim. Yosef HaTzadik was coming. He was fakoifing dreams. And the brothers weren't believing anything that he was saying. So the brothers were tiny that Yosef is coming and he's saying that he has dreams. And who's giving him all these dreams? It's coming from the Bala Chaloim. But really, it's not Emes. It's not true. So there is yet the Bala Chaloim. There's the Bala Chaloim. So they said, Hinei Bala Chaloim is Halozeba. Lafuke, it's not coming from the real Balach Halayim, who we know from the Zohar HaKadosh is the Malach Gabriel. But hinei Balach Halayim Yisal Lazer Bok, here's the Balach Halayim, this is who it's coming from. So I just had one hergish. And that is, you know, we know right in the beginning of the story of the Mechiras Yosef. So Yosef HaTzadik is fablonjit. Vayimtso Eyuish. And all of a sudden somebody finds him. Vihine toya basada, right? A man sees Yosef HaTzadik, he's a young boy and he's lost. Vayisholeu ho'ish lemer matavakish. He says, tell me, what are you? Vayomer, he said, it's achia noichia mevakish. Agida noli efeim royim. You have any idea what my brother's not? Vayomer, ish nasu mizeh. He says, they hishamati oimim melchadois. Vayelach Yosef achar echov. Vayimtsoim badois. So Yosef HaTzadik is fablonjit, he's trying to find his way. And all of a sudden, somebody sees him. Vayisholeu ho'ish lemer matavakish. It's achia noichia mevakish. And as they say, the rest is history. Who was this ish? So Rashi says it was a malach. Which malach? It was the Malach Gavriel. That the Malach Gavriel saw Yosef HaTzadik, and the Malach Gavriel tells Yosef HaTzadik, this is the direction that you should go in. You know, it's interesting if you think about it. The Malach Gavriel appears a few times in the story of Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara says that when Potiphar tried chepening with Yosef, so it says that he became a saris. It's a gemara mesechtes soita daf yud gimel amid beis. Who made him a saris? Bo Gavriel v'sirsoi, the gemara says. It was the Malach Gavriel that came, and he was the one that made him into a saris. The gemara says in mesechtes Shabbos daf in mesechtes soita daf lamid vav that Yosef HaTzadik, in order for him to become the Mishlam Melech, so he had to know all the lashonos. I promise he didn't know all the lashonos. Bo Gavriel v'limdoi shivim lashon. Gavriel came and he taught him the 70 lashonos. I saw brought down, this is b'shem Sifrei Kabbalah. Quote, Kishero achi Yosef orchis nishma'elim. So when the brothers of Yosef saw the Archas Yishma'elim coming, they took him out of the bar and he wasn't wearing any clothing. And this is the way they sold him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Hozeh, Yamid Orim Lefnei Habriyo Yisrael. We know Yosef's mid of Tzadik is mid of Sayasoy. But Tzadik Hozeh, Yamid Orim Lefnei Habriyo Yisrael. Amru, so they said, Kameya Echad, Hayotoli B'Tzavare. There was a Kameya that he had on his Tzavar. Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Gavriel, v'hoitzi me'oisno kemeyo beged v'lofshoi, and he gave him a little bit of clothing. Throughout the story of Yosef HaTzadik, Gavriel keeps on popping up, and Gavriel comes to save the day. He comes to save Yosef HaTzadik. Oh, but the emes is it's so much deeper than that. Because the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik, the whole Yeshua of Yosef HaTzadik, mitchil v'atzayv came from dreams. In Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef is dreaming. And in Parshas Miketz, Paro is dreaming. And the Sarah Mashkev, it all came through dreams. And who's the Sarah Chaloyim? It's Gavriel. So Gavriel is the one from the beginning. It doesn't start by Yimtso'eyu ish v'hinei toyo basada. Gavriel came in the beginning of the parasha when Yosef HaTzadik has these dreams. Who gave him the dreams? It came from the Balach Halayim. Who's the Balach Halayim? It's the Malach Gavriel. And then when he's fablonjit, he sends him over there. And when he's standing Orim, he's the one who gives him clothing. And when Paitifa's chapping with him, he makes Paitifa into a saris. And when he has to be Oyel Gdula, he teaches him all the lashonos. And my heritage just was. The heritage was that Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into such a terrible nesayin. No one ever had a nesayin like Yosef HaTzadik. Sheker achei vehevel ha-yoyfi isha yiris Hashem yitzal zu Yosef. And Yosef's nesayin that he had was such a great nesayin, both from a physical perspective and from a spiritual perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Yosef HaTzadik into an incredible matzav of nesayin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an angel. He gave him a malach. And this malach was malava Yosef HaTzadik. He was with him on every side. You know, we say Mimini Michael u'mismoili Gavriel. I once heard, what's mismoili Gavriel? It's because the left side of a person is his weak side. It's the blind side, right? And who's protecting your blind side? It's the Malach Gavriel. Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a matzev where he needed somebody to protect him. And that protector was Gavriel. Mitchila Vatsoif, the Sarah Chaloim, Tavayim Tse'e Yewish. The Eivish that puts people into Matzavim of Nisyonis. But he always gives and keep Malach of Yitzavalach, the Shmarcha Bechol Derechecha. And sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. Abba Sado Eivigam Malach, the Malach of Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Avi Avois Bal HaNisoyim, was the Malach Gavriel. A little bit of the rest of the story, maybe, of Gavriel's role in the story of Yosef HaTzadik.